I just like to say a few words, not really giving a speech. First of all, we had a wonderful, wonderful thing at the museum, and everything which needed to be said, and everything which needed to be learned, we learned and we heard, and it's a very, very, very moving thing. We know these things. I myself am from Austria, and I lived through all this time until 39, 40, so I had pretty much experience of what happened, and then I went to Israel, and there I met my husband, Felix Jochel, who is the son, is the sole survivor of a whole family of the Jochels in from La. He was a citizen of La, he was a child of La. He went to the famous high school, gymnasium in La, which he very much liked. And after he came to Israel, most of the time we spent in the Palmach, in the army, fighting, because that's all we could do. There was no way, other way we could express our help and what we could do for the war effort. We did what we could at that time. But he never, ever, ever wanted to come back to Austria again. I won't set my foot into Austria. This is the end of me. I was a teacher. When we came to the United States, I taught and I taught languages. And so I had to take sometimes children, during Easter vacation or so. They went to Austria, they went to Vienna, they went to see. He never wanted to come with me. But once he came and we took a little trip to La, and there was nobody there he knew. It was summer and the school was closed and there was nobody there and nobody knew where he was, nobody knew his parents and so on. It's a very disappointing thing. We came back. But then a miracle happened. A letter came from a young girl who was a student in this gymnasium, Lena. She was, I think, you were 16 or 18, 16. And it was such a big surprise. She said, Lena, a student in my school, and she talked and she knew other people who went to school, and she had addressing. It turned out she did some research, she had to write a student paper, and she found lists of students from school students, and she found the name, and she was told there never were any Jews in La, never. There were never Jewish students, nobody ever there, and she asked people, and they all told her the same. But then turned out, yes, she found out there was an Gebetsstube. And she found some, what did you find them? A tzedakah box, a charity box. She found some things. And so she knew that it wasn't true. But people didn't know or didn't want to know. And they told her, forget it, this is stupid, there was nobody there. She didn't give up. No, she didn't give up. So she called us, she wrote us, and she put us in connection with other students who were all over the world, in Australia, in Israel, in South America, in various places. And it was such a big surprise for Felix that there were other people and that they still survived and they thought about love. We had a meeting in Tel Aviv. It was the first meeting. People came from Australia. And then we connected. And eventually Lena came, we invited her, and she came, and she gave a speech at the Washington Holocaust Museum, which was a great thing. So people were very, very interested and very, very impressed with her. She was young, and she was so enthusiastic, and she knew what she was saying, and she stood on the point. She said, yes, they're a very Jewish family. Yes, we had a future, no matter what they say. So, of course, off we went, Felix and I, and we went to La, and we said, what can we do? At least we want to put a plaque someplace, put something on the wall that my parents lived here. They were alive, they were citizens of La, they grew up in La, they had business there, they had a house there, they had families and friends. I went to school there, and I had friends there, and all of a sudden, nobody knew. No, didn't happen. The Bürgermeister at that time was not very friendly, and we just couldn't do anything. But fortunately, there was the family as you know them. They have that. Yeah. Franz and the whole family. We were guests in their house, and they helped us, and they thought, what can we do to get something done? And Franz Müllner came to the idea, or he had the idea, that if you have an organization, that's something, then the burgomaster and somebody has to answer. He can't just say, go away, we don't want to hear from it. So that was the reason, I think, the beginning of Le Agnus Corps. And Le Agnus Corps did everything. It was such a wonderful thing. People worked for us, and people talked, and we connected with them, and we did what we could, and there was, and all of a sudden, yes, there were some family, and we found out, yes, there were Jewish family. The town recognized the fact. You know, Felix knew that there were families, but the town didn't, so the town recognized the fact. And I think there was a little bit of change finally. I think a new burgomaster or whatever. Something happened that, well, maybe we can put a plaque up, or maybe we can do something. And then there was an opportunity that the city did some street work or some change, park, whatever. There was a piece of property, and they told us, yes, you can put up something there. But, you know, we can't help you, but we will take care of it. But 5 minutes afterwards, we were at the stonemason, and we got the marble, the stone, and I think it came from Mauthausen, that very infamous place. We insisted it was Austrian stone. It was the best we could do. And my son, Uri, he's an architect, he started to draw. And the design, the memorial. We wanted a very simple thing. We just wanted the name of these citizens of La and the Tire, who lived there for years, who worked there, who were part of the city, who had business there, who had children there, had family there. We wanted to have a sign that they existed, that they were not as a idea from the air. All of a sudden, we told them. The town was not particular interest in the beginning. But eventually the thing grew and grew. It was all by the help of, you know, of Franz and Lena and family. And Le Agnus Corps became a big thing. People became interested. Other people we heard from people in Europe, I think, from Belgium. Other survivors appeared. Eventually it came to fruition, as we say. There was the very, very big it wasn't a party, how would you call it? The opening, the dedication of the memorial. And people were there from the whole world, I would say. And the town was wonderful. There was a new atmosphere. They helped us. The police was there, and the neighbors were there, and the teachers from the school, the young people were there. A lot of young people were there, and that, I think, was the most important thing. And that's why I wanted to impress today on my grandchildren who are here and on other young people that things can be changed, things can be turned around if there's any goodwill. And so Felix went back to Austria, and I went back, and we renewed our connection, which we had broken up, you know, we're both in the army and so on. And I think this is a wonderful thing, and that's what you have to think. There was a change in Austria, there was a change in the town, and it was all brought about by you know, mainly by the explanation from the organization, from Lena mostly. People came follow over, and we had a reception from the town. It was just such a wonderful thing, especially. Some of the newer teachers from the gymnasium found all of Felix's old, all the certification, all notes at work. But they were very bureaucratic. They saved everything. I don't know why. But it was there from 50 years ago. and made him a present of all his old schoolwork. And yes, he was a good student. And yes, he was there. And yes, his family lived there. And yes, there were Jews. And yes, the signs have changed. And we were glad that you come, and we were happy. And please come back. And that's what I want to tell to all the young people. Things with a lot of goodwill, with a lot of goodwill, things can change and can turn better. And life, we can never forget, never forget what happened. We never will forget the Holocaust. But this is something which we can. But we can think to maybe have a better life, better relationship, and connect to the new people, to the young people, and maybe it will be a better world. Anyway, it was a lot of doing from Lena and from Franz. So I would say, Chazak ve'ematz.